Can you believe that? There's football. Tim Rebo, head coach of the Cardinals, joins us next. It's also February 18th, Jordan. Any news? Any news?
On one particular quarterback?
I'm just saying, any news? I mean, a year ago on February 18th, Drew Brees said, I'm back. We'll keep an eye out now. There's quarterback news. We'll get you that next on ESPN New Orleans. Help me show my load.
This spring season, gear up with a new Mahindra tractor from Southern Trailer Works during their spring kickoff demo days on March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works welcomes in spring with huge savings on Mahindra tractors and tractor package deals. Test drive a new Mahindra tractor on Friday and Saturday, March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works, call them at 985-448-0844 and ask about their over-the-phone non-contact sales and delivery. Visit them in Schriever at the foot of the overpass.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just cover shipping and handling, and a free bottle will be conveniently shipped to your door. No strings attached and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-491-3436. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-491-3436. Agents are standing by to take your call for this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-491-3436. 1-800-491-3436.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
So am I on my mind or what? We'll continue our conversation about Zion. Hand him the keys. Call it the learner's permit if you have to. Our college baseball preview, we spoke with Paul Maneri, head coach of the LSU Tigers. They will not be playing Notre Dame. It's Air Force on Saturday now as well. Notre Dame canceling due to COVID. He told us that on the air. Blake Dean, they're not playing Southern. They're not playing Alcorn State. They start on Saturday as well. Travis Jewett, Tulane head baseball coach. Next segment, Jay Sullivan of the Colonels, bottom of this hour. Tim Rebo in a matter of minutes here as well. But first,
It's the ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hit. Easy. Hey!
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure.
I'm the captain now.
I'm just saying, should that not have been the locker room last night? It needs to be the locker room from here on out. That's today at practice. You know, Van Gundy blows the whistle.
It's sinking.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't mind him saying I'm the captain now, that's all.
Look at me. Look at me.
That's exactly right. All I know is we bring in General D here as we wait for head coach Tim Rebo. It's real simple. There were MVP chants at the Smoothie King Center yesterday.
It was loud last night.
If a player is getting MVP chants, he needs the keys. General D, is it time for at least a learner's permit? Is it time to hand the keys to Zion?
Without question. I mean, we talked about this yesterday, about a guy taking the next step, and all indications is Zion has been taking that step, not by tiny steps, by leaps and bounds. So, you know, the thing that's so frustrating about that game is watching it is that they had the game within right to win it. Zion's taken over in all capacity. The only thing that he wasn't allowed to take over is because he didn't get the ball in the last possession. So if you look across the league at other guys who, you know, by all means he's going to be an all-star, and the status that Zion brings, But the fact is, because he's 20 years old, he doesn't feel like he's a man and has the right to stand up and say,
right,
give me the ball, you know. And even in the post game, he just, you know, he's kind of like, well, you know, I'm ready when they call my number. And it's like, wait a minute. No, you need to be at this point. I'm saying this projecting of what I would like to see him be, and I know we're having to take those incremental steps with him. Mm-hmm. But he should be, I'm not saying berating his coach, but letting it be known is like, I'm dominating that game, and I need the ball. You know, and I don't understand why the play wasn't run for me. But hey, you know, all I can do is what I can do.
I want to play something. Here's what you're talking about. Here's Zion after the game.
Yeah, B.I., it was a play design for B.I. to come off the pick and roll, for him to make the read, and he tried to go to the basket. He made a good kick out to Zoe. Zoe took a shot. From my point of view, I thought it was in.
Not even close.
I think Billy tipped it out, and Zoe took another one, if I'm getting that right. And I think B.I. took the next one, but, I mean, it happens. It's all in the game. Just got to put that one behind us and try to get the next one.
Is that a situation where you're asking for the ball in the huddle, or are you just kind of rolling with whatever coach is drawing up?
That's a situation where I trust my teammates to, you know, make the right play, and I think they took two good shots. That's all there is to it.
It's a good teammate, General D. I got Coach Rebo on, so you got another 30 seconds here. But, I mean, that's my point. It's what you just said. He's got to learn to be able to do that, and that's what I mean. It was Brandon to make the decision. He's the all-star. I get it. He's earned it. All I'm saying is it's time to maybe reverse the roles. That's all.
Yeah, I think he could have asked for some butter on his popcorn, because all he was doing there was watching the play. I mean, it seemed like he was giving a hell of a commentary. I mean, the ball needs to go in Zion's hand. He needs to get to the rim, and guess what? When he goes to the rim, things will happen. He's going to put pressure on those officials to make a call.
Bingo.
And the way he's been shooting the ball down the stretch, he can make free throws. So that unacceptable, you know, loss there. And then the defense at the end with why they didn't get the ball out of Damian Lillard's hands is beyond me. They should have doubled him and made him kick and made somebody else beat you, and not have Lonzo Ball take him. And if he's going to foul him to where he feels it tomorrow, not Bailey touch him and then he gets a three-point play, and then puts you in a distressed situation. So, frustrating loss, but, you know, we know we got Zion, and things are bright, but we've got to get things back on track and get back on track soon. Go, pal.
General D, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. Bring in head coach Tim Rebo now of the Nicholls State Colonels. Coach, I'm not used to saying this in February, but are you ready for some football?
Hey, Gus, how we doing, man? Listen, I know to the rest of the world it is Thursday, but for us it's a Friday, okay, because I'm getting ready for a game day on Saturday, which is really on Friday. Does that make sense? I know that confuses a lot of people.
You know what? Over the last couple of months, and anything sounds a little different now, right, when you look at it. So let's just kind of start there, Coach. You do start your football season. It's a shortened season, but it is a season against Southland teams here coming up, and primarily in that schedule. We'll go through that here in a quick second. First and foremost, though, you're going to have some fans over at Guidry Stadium. Capacity is limited to 3,000, but 6 p.m. tomorrow night, you're actually going to hear cheering. How excited are you just to hear that?
Listen, cheering, band, cheerleaders, the whistle blowing. Our guys are excited. I tell you, it has been a normal game week for our players. They're really pumped up. They going through in the hallway and finding out who's giving tickets. You know, they got to get their tickets for their people to come to the game. It's going to be a normal Friday night football, and the weather's going to be fantastic.
At Nicholls_FB is the way to follow the Colonels football season throughout the year here as well. And just to kind of pass that along, again, it's a little different rules everywhere else. Go to gokernels.com. It's right on the front page where you can click it, see what the procedures are. No tailgating, I guess, per se, Coach. But bottom line, it's going to be football. So let's get to it. Take us from where the decision was made that you're not going to play in the fall, you're going to play in the spring, to now. How different has it been for you and your staff to prepare for a football season like that?
I think once we got that decision that we were not playing, we were all kind of waiting. The rules, the game was changing every day. The rules were changing from the NCAA every day, what you could do, what you're not allowed to do. we gave our guys a couple of days, a week or so, to kind of, hey, sit back and take it all in. We're not going to play. What's going to be our next move? Then we started our off-season conditioning program to kind of keep them involved in some meetings. And then it was found out we could play, I want to say, like spring ball, Gus.
Right.
You know, we had some days where we can go out and practice, and we did that and had, like, our little ball game, which was good. I think the different part was leading into January, we didn't have the whole month to prepare with lifting and running like you usually do in the summer. And when our guys got here, it was just straight into some meetings and conditioning and try to get us into football playing shape.
Obviously, I spoke with a bunch of coaches and covered the fall football season and saw how that was sort of handled. And, look, you learn on the fly, right, a lot of those things. The fact that you guys are starting in the spring, does that help a bit? Did you reach out to different coaches in the state, outside the state, in your conference as to what maybe they've sort of learned? Because remember talking to Coach Fritz back in August, he's like, I have no idea how this is going to go with testing, how you're going to practice, how you weight lift, how do you actually – hold practice if guys can't get together. So we've moved further along from that, and we've actually completed the fall college football season. So was it helpful for you to watch and see how teams did it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, coaches, we me and you joke, they're creatures of habit, mm-hmm. you know, what we're used to doing all the time and going to, hey, well, we did this in August. This is what we're going to do again. Or you call your buddy and find out what they do. And that's what we had to do, you know. And so – you know, we're friends with Frank Stelfo and Frank Wilson and Brad Laird and all the guys in the conference. And we find out, hey, how do you handle this situation? And that's what we do. And it was constantly changing. It was. So I think we learned a little bit. I told the team the other day, I don't know, it would have been difficult for us to play in the fall. I don't know if we could have handled you practice for 3 days and you find out you're not playing. And all of a sudden you sit out a week because the opponent can't play. Or you have some guys. That had to be very, very difficult to go on. And for us right now, I think we found out by the way people did it that you can play the entire season, and that's what we're going to do, you know, with these seven games.
All right, Coach, look, obviously one of the things that you had as a benefit was the last couple of seasons before you started, you had a pretty veteran-laden team, right? I mean, at least you were definitely set at quarterback. You knew he was going to be there. You had some players on both sides of the ball that had a lot of different snaps. What kind of team do you have in the spring of 2021?
I was a little concerned that we didn't have that off-season program in the spring and in the summer to get that chemistry going with the guys. I think that's huge. That's been a big part of us and who we are. I think we got some really, really good talent, and I was worried about that. And I've seen us come together the last couple weeks, really the last 2 weeks. We're starting to gel. We're starting to all get on the same page. We do have some talented players, and we got a bunch of guys returning. And I know the big question that everybody has been asking, because you don't have Chase Forte, you know, that quarterback position has been so important. But we know who's going to take snaps under center, okay? And then we got some good players around them. I know it starts up front with our offensive line, which I feel really, really good about. And I think we got a lot of weapons on the outside in that running back that we can get the ball to them.
You know, one of the things, obviously, you mentioned, too, and you have some weapons on offense as well. So when you have somebody different taking snaps over a longer period of time, I guess it does sort of help to have Dixon and Gums to be able to tout the ball for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know where you can go to it. It's going to start up front with running the ball with Julian Gums. I mean, he's going to be the workhorse. He's proved that the last 2 years and what he can do. So we're excited about him. And then all you got to do is look out to your left and find number five and get the ball to him. But uh-huh. I think we've added some pieces to the puzzle with some other guys on the outside with, you know, Dontez Costley coming back, K.J. Franklin at the slot. And then we added Tevin Bush and Devontae Jason to that wide receiver spot. I mean, I think we got a lot of weapons. And I like our tight ends, David Mosley. And we got Lee Negrato, a freshman tight end, who we're expecting big things from.
About Kevin Moore III there, Coach, headlining obviously your defense. He earned that first team Southland Conference last year. How much of a leadership role in I guess, leading on, for example, by example, rather, on the field as well for you?
Yeah, he has been that leader back there, and he continued to do it all in the offseason. He kind of held the guys together. He held the group together. He would call some player meetings and some player-led practices where the guys would go out and throw. And, you know, and leading by example, that's the great thing, and he does it on the field. He's a big physical. He loves to hit. He loves to bring it. He just loves to play the game. And then we got some guys around him that's pretty talented. I think in that back end, when you throw in Jordan Jackson and Jarius Monroe, and then I also like some of our young guys. We're going to play some freshmen in that back end.
Okay. Coach, obviously the success you've had the last couple of seasons, it raises eyebrows. It gets you possibly some recruits and, you know, maybe sort of sets a little standard here. You guys have won the league back-to-back years, been to the FCS playoffs three consecutive seasons. So maybe, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise that you guys are ranked either 8th or 15th, depending on different polls in the FCS. So that's a good thing, though, right, Coach, to kind of have those expectation levels, even though players come and go, you're kind of setting a standard what kind of program you want over there.
Yeah, I think it's an honor, you know, to be ranked where we were, considering where we were a couple of years ago. You know, sometimes coaches are funny. They don't want to be picked, you know, first because you have the bullseye on your back. Mm-hmm. But it says a lot for your program and the body of work that you've done. So, but you still got to go out and do it. And Gus, we said the same thing. When we were picked last or when we were picked in the middle of the pack, you still got to go out and play the games, right? And there's no different this year. We got to go out and play these games and do it on the field and not read out press clippings and just go out and execute and do what we're supposed to do.
All right, 7 games. 6 will be Southland Conference games starting tomorrow. Is the season, and it's Lincoln University of Missouri. Coach, at 6 o'clock, what kind of football team you plan to expect to face tomorrow?
Look, we were looking for that game. You know, we had several teams interested in playing us through the last month, and they backed out for COVID reasons. And so Andrew Kearney got on the phone and found Lincoln, a Division II school out of Missouri, and they said they would come play. They on their way. They're on the bus right now to come and play us. They're going to be a competitive football team. I'm worried about Nichols right now. We got to be able to take care of our business and do what we got to do, and we should be okay.
So is that sort of the message, at least for you, in that first weekend, since you kind of know some of the other teams? It's mainly about you figuring out and getting some snaps in because, again, it's been a while since you guys have played football.
Yeah, we do have to get some snaps in. We have to gel. We got to get our timing down in the game with referees. You know, the things that we got to do that's going to help us down the road. You know, we drew again, Gus, if people remember a couple of years ago when you opened the season, we had a bye those first couple of years. And, boy, we didn't like that. And it so happened on February the 20th when the rest of the conference was playing and starting conference play, we had a bye. So that's why we were looking, right, and we felt like it was important to get this extra game in. You were allowed to play up to 2 more games. You could play 8 games in this spring season, and we found a team that was willing to play us, paid them some money to come down and play, and so we can get kind of work some of the kinks out early.
Hey, Coach Tim Rebo, the first of a couple of opportunities we'll chat with you. Now we actually get to talk about football, sir. Enjoy the game tomorrow, 6 p.m., Guidry Stadium, 3,000. Don't forget, no tailgating. Don't let them see you. Anyway, enjoy it. Have some fun, Coach, and go out there and play some football.
All right, guys. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yep, for sure. Jordan, I'm just being honest. I mean, you know, just don't want to make it very obvious you're tailgating. I mean, don't tailgate. I'm sorry, Brendan. See, Brendan's going to say, what are you doing?
You're a super spreader.
I'm not a super spreader. I'm saying just make sure. No, never mind. Just don't do it. Just go get in the stadium. Go get in the stadium. That's all. Head baseball coach Travis Jewett of the Tulane Green Wave will help us preview their weekend. When we come back, don't go anywhere. Our college football preview day continues on ESPN New Orleans.
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic. Cash magic. Come and feel the magic. Cash magic. Where winners play every night and day. Cash magic.
Video poker players know. There's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker. Cash Magic. You'll always be a
VIP Cash Magic. Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
You are invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. With huge incentives, this is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at Houma's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota where you get the deal.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Sports Hangover, welcome back. Our college baseball preview day. We spoke with head coach Paul Benary, top of last hour. Blake Dean, bottom of last hour. If you missed any of those, Jordan, how can people go and get it?
Go to SoundCloud at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter. I'll have all 3 hours put up over there after 3 o'clock, and you can listen to them over on SoundCloud.
All right. If you want to check out the Tulane Green Wave this season over on Twitter, at Green Wave BSB, get it, for baseball. That's the way you follow. Head coach Travis Jewett joined us last week to kind of give an overall preview, and now we want to focus on the Cajuns here. Coach, how are you?
Gus, doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Doing well. It's supposed to warm up this weekend, so you'll actually feel at least like baseball weather getting close to this. But look, we talked to Coach Benary last hour. He had a schedule change. Blake Dean's had a schedule change. I guess it was your turn. You guys have had a schedule change as well.
Yeah, we have. Now, fortunately, it's not removing games or delaying them completely. It's just, as you made mention at the start of the call, uncharacteristic weather.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of trying to have a normal Friday night 6 p.m. tip, we're going to push it forward so we can kind of get underneath that golden orb a little bit and hopefully, not freeze and stay healthy and all those good things. So administration was good that way, everybody helping us out. And so Lafayette was all about it as well. So we're on pace that way. We're just kind of moving it up a little bit here on Friday to get into some of that warmer weather.
You know, Coach, we just spoke with Tim Rebo of the Colonel football team, and he said, look, he's talked to coaches in his conference trying to figure out how to work with this and do that. Would you say this year, leading into opening day and first pitch for you, have you conversed and had discussions with other coaches all around the state or even in the conference to make sure, I guess, the season sort of goes and just bounce back ideas?
You know, not too much, to be honest with you. That's probably a good point. I wish I would have maybe thought about that earlier, but we've just been so kind of narrowly focused on us, in terms of doing what we have to do. I think our assumptions or hopes is that everybody has a good plan in place, right, so that games can go off. But as right. You're probably noticing already, I mean, there's just series getting canceled and moved and stuff like that. And the problem is that no matter it's not that the schools are doing anything wrong. It's just, this virus, it doesn't really care about your feelings. You know what I mean? It's just in what you're trying to do. If it wants to attach, it's attaching. So our guys have done a great job. You know, I talked to you about that earlier. Not an easy time to be a college student, period, but a college mm-hmm. athlete. And, we're trying to do something almost a year removed. So we've really just kind of have a motto of like, you want to play, so there's going to be some things that we're going to have to do and sacrifice, right? We got to give up a lot to gain a lot. So our guys have done a good job, I think. And, we're testing, multiple time plus a week to get ready and you know, as of right now, we're speaking today, looking at the scoreboard out here at the beautiful GFATS 121, we're all set to go. So,
speak with head coach Travis Jude of the Tulane Green Wave. Coach, when we spoke with Paul, we asked and spoke about how the SEC is a tough conference, and this year they were expecting maybe even as many as 12 to get a postseason play. But you and I have talked throughout the years as well. The American maybe doesn't get that sort of notoriety or attention. I know you do, and I think it does get a lot of respect nationally here as well. ECU picked the preseason favorite. You guys picked third behind UCF, but Houston, Wichita State, Cincy, Memphis, USF. What does the American look like this year?
Well, you know, you mentioned the SEC. That makes you shake in your boots in itself. You know, having been in that league myself, I do understand what Paul's feeling there. And the American is, it's really no different, you know, just a different name, but we've got a lot of good teams up and down, you know, so expecting to be a very competitive conference. You know, I think if you take the RPI average over the last 5 or 6 years, you know, the American's like third or fourth in the country in terms of RPI rating conference. So, you know, we feel like we're right up in there, and you know, I don't anticipate that anybody is getting worse as we speak. So looking forward to it, to be in a very challenging conference. I'm actually glad that we have 6 weeks of a very competitive schedule put in front of us to try to help us do what we say, prepare well to play well. And we'll need to take these moments for sure leading up into conference so that we're, you know, kind of rhymed and rhythmed and oiled up and ready to compete in what we know is going to be a good one top to bottom.
Speaking with head coach Travis Jewett of the Tulane Green Wave, you know, you're going into where I want to go into next, and that is the schedule you guys have. And I would say this, it's a good thing, right? But am I wrong in saying there's some expectations this year in Uptown New Orleans with, I guess, the team you sort of bring back? Lots of guys, you know, getting some press clippings, little mentions here and there, had some nice starts last year. That's a good thing to have. That means you're going in the right direction. But you guys are going to get tested, aren't you, in the first 7 games here? The midweek lone game that's not a series, UNO, you guys have been battling back and forth. UL Lafayette, they feel pretty good about their team. And one of those SEC teams we talked about just a few seconds ago, Mississippi State, that's your weekend series, the 26th to the 28th.
Yeah, you know, no doubt about it. Probably should check the mental capacity of the guy who made this schedule. That would be me. but, you know, I'm all about it. You know, we've settled in on this one. We've probably changed it, Gus, 4 or 5 times, you know, to get it to where it is from just a regional standpoint to a fiscally responsible standpoint, and yet still try to maintain the competitive integrity of it. We think we've done a really good job. This is probably the best one that we had in all of those prior trials that I made mention. So feel good about that. You're right. I mean, Lafayette, I mean, come on. We know how good they're going to be. That's a test right out of the gate. UNO, Blake Dean, those guys, we can't beat them. Okay. He's got the Pelican Cup. I asked him if I could just borrow it maybe to sip on some water or something, but right. He's being pretty selfish with that. So that tells you where that competition and inner kind of city rivalry is. And then the Memphis State and Western Kentucky will be very good. LSU obviously is LSU. Much respect for what they do, you know. And then go to Troy, and a lot of people might not know about Troy, but Troy is a very good baseball team. We're going to do that on the road. And then a good La Tech team that's certainly very good. And then finish up with the Grand Canyon team coming all the way from Arizona, led by Andy Stankwitz, the former Yankee big leaguer and a former, you know, working partner of mine at Arizona State. And they're kind of a perennial top of the order out there now. So, yeah, we feel really good about our schedule. And like I said, it's just what we've been doing is going to class and taking a lot of quizzes and doing stuff like that. But we got to take a test. And we've got a really good one in front of us starting tomorrow afternoon.
And that's where I want to close up, Coach. We spoke last week about your team and what you're returning. Obviously, that, you know, that staff is key for you as well. What do you want to see this weekend from your baseball team, obviously, other than the obvious of trying to win these games?
Yeah, well, really what I want to see is I want to see what I think is the strength of our team, Gus, and that's the mound. You know, I think we're finally to the point now where I can, you know, not even fool myself when I say, hey, I think we're going to be pretty good there. We've got a lot of bullets out there, so that's good. And we need to get the games established from the middle of the field right there on that elevated circle. That will be important. So commanding the strike zone and changing speeds and, you know, doing the intricacies of pitching, holding runners and all those things like that. And then, you know, offensively, we're a different team. You know, we lost quite a bit of experience and some talent, but we've got some back for sure. We've got some young kids that are evolving that are going to kind of get their really first regular go at it. So there'll be some of those first-time deals. So I just want them to feel good and confident that they can trust their training, right, and they're ready for this moment, stuff like that. And then offensively, I just want to be opportunistic. I want to be wholesome. You know, I don't want to feel like we have to stand around and try to play for a three-run homer all the time. We've spent more time, you know, with all different kinds of steals and working the wand action of the bat, right, which is just kind of being able to hit and run and do some different things so that we can just kind of put some pressure on some people. And I think I made mention to you before, our pitching staff and the quality of which we think we anticipate it to be, that's going to allow us to be a little bit more, you know, opportunistic in doing some things because we're okay with trying to put the pressure down a little bit instead of standing around and just looking for a big swing. So look for us to be a little bit active. I just want the guys to, you know, let the game talk to us. And then I want to be, you know, whatever the game says, I just want to be able to do what it asks so that we have a chance to win.
The season, follow Tulane Baseball on Twitter, Green Wave BSB. Of course, you'll be able to chance to go out there and check out some games here as well. 2 o'clock tomorrow, the Cajuns, 2 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Coach, enjoy the start of the season. We'll be talking soon.
I appreciate you having us, okay? You have a great weekend.
Yep, for sure. Head coach Travis Jewett of the Tulane Green Wave. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll stay with baseball. Final guest of the show, Mr. Jay Sullivan, head coach of the Colonels. We'll see what their season sort of looks like here as well. And the rest of the way, open to your phone calls and more and tweets, including Jordan J. Fowl, who says, does Zion get a crash helmet or just the keys? It's a gif of Jimmy Fallon with the helmet, Jordan. Be trusty on Twitter. I saw it too, Gus. Give Zion Williamson, a.k.a. Basketball Fantasy, the Infinity Gauntlet. He already has one Infinity Stone and Brandon Ingram. SVG, David Griffin, got to find him the rest. It's time to give him the keys. Who's with me? Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
DSC. There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box, so you can test drive both. Check out DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, and visit DSC at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to filing your taxes online. But with TaxAct, you'll file for less and get more in return. Sweet. Plus, TaxAct costs up to 50% less than TurboTax. Double sweet. And TaxAct backs your return with a $100,000 accuracy guarantee. Triple sweet. So if you want to file for less and get more, start for free at TaxAct.com. 50% less claim based on comparison with TurboTax federal pricing for premier consumer online product on February 8th, 2021. Restrictions apply. See TaxAct.com for complete details.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
what?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. As we have time to move on and talk with the Colonels, head coach Seth Thibodeau joins us from the Colonels. Coach, are you with us today, sir? How are you? All right, we'll try to get a hold of you here a quick second. And we'll preview, obviously, what's going on with the Colonels as they get ready for their Southland Conference opener and get ready for it. We've talked to head coach Paul Maneri, Blake Dean, and also Travis Jewett here as well. Coach, thanks for joining us. How are you? Seth, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's here, you know. I mean, it doesn't feel like it. It's a little different weather for sure. But what's this process sort of been like? I've asked the other coaches today to kind of take us through some of their challenges that they've sort of had to get to this point. Hello, coach?
Hello?
Yes,
sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. So I was just saying, taming emotions right now is a big deal. And we're fortunate we haven't had to make any changes like everyone else in the country. Our weather's going to be fine. We're fortunate. We're one of the very few. So our players are ridiculously excited, and I'm going to have to do a good job of controlling emotions tomorrow. It's a big day on campus. Football is also playing right after us.
Right.
Soccer game, softball tournament. So it's so exciting. And this is something that hasn't been done. It's been a long time. It's been almost 12 months since some of these players have played against somebody else. So it's going to be ugly. It's going to be pretty. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be everything wrapped into one. So I'm excited for them. These kids play baseball, and they play baseball to play baseball. And so they get to do it again, and it's very exciting.
One of the things I've asked Coach Maneri, Coach Dean, and Coach Jewett, too, is to how difficult it's been to kind of get ready for this. I mean, it's one thing from the staff, I guess, to sort of prep, but kids as well. You have restrictions and, you know, just time limits and constraints as well, and probably doubt and knowing what you're eventually going to do. So was it any more challenging than you thought it would be? Is it sort of, hey, you just adapt and go? And how did the kids sort of handle it?
All of that tied into one is accurate. It's so different. But if you want to do it, this is how you have to go about it. And there's sacrifices you have to make as a head coach, whether you believe in things or don't. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you got to do some things for your players to be able to play. And that's what I have recognized the last 12 months of my life, is I would do anything for these kids to be able to play a baseball game. So it is different. We've gone through phases of COVID, and we've had an outbreak on our team in the fall, and we had contact tracing the last few weeks where seven guys were out for a stretch of inner squad that,
wow.
You know, you just adjust. You just adjust. And so, unfortunately, but it is real, I see that our players can adapt to almost anything now.
Mm-hmm.
They've had their heart ripped in half. They've had a different experience. They don't get to go to class like you could 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, where you see everyone on campus and there's a social life. That's non-existent. So this is an amazing thing, though, because they're so locked into baseball and
right.
Their teammates, that there's a certain edge and chemistry deal that you see that's not normal, that's faded in the last few years, that they're back to it. And, oh, they can't get enough of working hard, and they're early to the ballpark and late to leave, and they stay in the clubhouse longer. And so there's some positives to this thing, but it's been an adjustment. There's no doubt about it, and I'm sure there's more coming. But nothing seems to amaze me anymore. I've got to be honest with you.
Speaking of that, Coach Seth Thibodeau of the Colonels, it's interesting you say nothing ceases to amaze you, because I think adaptation is probably going to be one of the bigger things, right? Already, when I mentioned the three previous coaches we've spoken to, their schedules have changed. They were supposed to start Friday, yeah. Going to start on Saturday. Coach Travis Stewart went from a late to, you know, a 2 o'clock game. So I guess that's just kind of something you're going to have to be prepared for.
Yeah, I think we all realized how silly we were with scheduling and that we couldn't adapt to the last minute. You know that? Because from November to January, I had to fix 21 games that I lost on our schedule because
wow.
of budget.
and games that have been on our schedule for 2 years. You know, we get in this crazy thing of scheduling games 2 and 3 years out. Like, I've got a schedule for 2023 right now, and it's 2021, you know. And then you lose these games, and you see how easy you can replace them. So I think we make things way harder than we're supposed to, because now we're seeing that we can adjust on the fly. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it should be anyway. But at the same time, I feel for some of these kids who have lost games. I really do. You know, you mentioned Coach Maneri, to add on to that. They lost their series with Cal Riverside next weekend, so we're going to double up with Youngstown State, who's coming in as well. So just, look, we can all adjust. I mean, we're proving it, we're showing it, and this job ain't so hard. It's just a lot of fun, and it's a lot of busy work. And at the end of the day, man, when there's 9 kids on the field playing against another 9, and there's umpires out there, you know, that's what we're doing it for anyway. So we're excited about that.
Coach, a year ago, I remember having you on our season preview, and you said, we'll see. I mean, you were going to kind of have to wait to see what your team was going to be like once you got on the diamond, kind of a learning bit of an experience. And you saw that a couple of losses to begin, but towards the end, before it got canceled, a lot more W's than L's as well. Can you take anything from that last year, or is this kind of a whole different and new season for you?
No, it's not, actually. We return all of our pitchers, and we liked our staff a lot. Mm-hmm. We returned the guys that we really wanted back from last year's team. Physically, Zane Washington and Dane Simon in the outfield and Mason Turner. We got a lot of starters coming back, and we have starters that are returning that got beat out by some new players. So we are quietly enjoying ourselves, knowing that we're not going to get a whole lot of pub from anybody. And we enjoy that people will think of us as little old nickels a lot, because we have some athletic kids, and we're physical, and we're gonna enjoy that role of the underdog a little bit, but we know what we have. We like our club a lot, we look forward to being able to play. And there's some good players that are going to take the field for us tomorrow. And if we can stay COVID free, we can figure out what the University of Alabama did in football somehow, some way. We like our club. We finished good last year. We got to play. You know, we won 9 of our last 12, and we weren't even playing great. We were just starting to figure each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And then pieces return, that bullpen returns. We have a closer that's as good as anybody. Center fielder that's as good as anybody. And a couple of catchers that are as good as anybody. So we like that. We just have some pieces. We have, you know, a transfer at third base, Austin Kane. We have a shortstop who will be a freshman. And we have a second baseman who transferred in from the Citadel. So we have some new pieces there. And they came in and beat out the guys that were returning from last year. So I like that. But at the same time, remember, you know, we haven't played another opponent. So there's going to be some ugly first, but
right.
We like our club. We really do. And everybody has a great plan and loves their club until they get, you know, face some adversity. And we just hope that we're prepared for the adversity. We'd like to think we are.
You know, obviously one of the things that we've talked about, and I think you and I have even as well, is the teams in the state, man. I mean, they're no easy games when you're not playing in conference, much less the beginning of the season, too. And I guess that experience, too. I mean, you guys last year with LSU and you name it, I mean, it's there's competition all the way around.
Yeah, there is. I think there's so many good coaches, Gus, in this state. And I think people care about baseball in this state. And then every time we recruit a kid from maybe Illinois or something, they come over, like, they can't get over how much people actually care about college baseball in the
right.
South. It's just, there's an investment there. Our stadiums are all nice. The coaches are Reiser, Blake Dean, Travis Jewett, Paul Maneri, Coach Deggs. Are you kidding me? Dustin Hill, Barbier. Like that's just in South Louisiana. We didn't even get up to the North Louisiana yet. That's just some good baseball coaches here. And in fact, Southern just lost their coach to Major League Baseball. So it's just good coaches. There's so many players that we can share. The New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, there are so many good players. It's not even mentioning Lafayette and Lake Charles, you know. So it's just talent rich. It's tradition rich. It's expectation. And it makes jobs like mine very difficult because everybody's good. And, like, go over to Texas, you got to drive 3 or 4 hours to find a midweek opponent. We can drive 45 minutes and play against somebody that's ranked in the top 10 in the country, you
right.
know. So, and people actually care about it. Like, there's people waiting outside to see you come into the stadium. It's just, it's an awesome state. It's an awesome area. South Louisiana is an amazing thing when it comes to college baseball. And I'm just very fortunate to be a small part of that.
Well, it's going to be nice to have your first 4 games there and then you go to LSU and you come right back over to Didier Field. So you start with Eastern Illinois. What can you tell us about this opponent, and what are some of the things that you want to make sure that you get out of your team here just right off the gate?
Yeah, so jokingly, I would love for try to get Sean Payton out here throughout the first pitch, being an EIU alum.
Right.
But it's going to be difficult. I don't have a cell number, so I can't get him. But EIU is going to come down like most northern schools from Illinois. They're going to have some talent. Like, you can't disrespect it. Obviously, they've fought weather different from us. Like, they've been practicing indoors at awkward times. And it's just not, look, we were practicing in 72-degree sunny weather all last 2 weeks until mm-hmm. this past week. And these guys have been indoors for a month. But what you're going to see is you never know when one of these guys rolls off Nolan Ryan Jr. out of that, off of that bus, and he comes out and you don't even know who he is. And, there's no familiarity there. They're going to be physical. They have a left-handed hitter in that lineup that's going to hit in their three hole. That's going to be very difficult to pitch to, so we can't let him beat us. And then there's just us. We get so focused on them. I'm so worried about us right now and mm-hmm. our personnel and our identity and our being unselfish and being who we're setting out trying to be. And that I kind of, really thinking about us way more than them. But just the excitement of playing, I think, is overweighing everything else.
I love the hashtag Dirty Red. Where'd that come from, Coach?
Yeah, so you know what? Like, when I first got the job here, I asked our football coach to come speak to our team. And he finished it with Dirty Red, like he wanted to break it down. And said, hey, how about the Dirty Red right here? We used to, obviously we have turf now, but we were gritty. And he broke it down to Dirty Red. His name was Jay Thomas, an awesome friend of mine and a great former football coach here at Nicholls. And mm-hmm. he broke it down with our team to Dirty Red, and it has stuck ever since. So going into year 11, it has stuck with us this whole time. And something we just stood by.
All right, ready to check out the season. We'll be checking in with you throughout the season. And Coach Seth Thibodeau, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and let's go play ball tomorrow.
Man, I just got goosebumps when you just said play ball. I'm so happy, and I'm excited. Thank you for having us on, Coach.
Yep, for sure, man. We'll be talking throughout the season. 2:30 tomorrow, 6:30 Saturday, 1 p.m. on Sunday, Eastern Illinois, and your Colonels over there in Thibodeau. Thank you, Coach. Dirty Red. Yep, for sure. All right, that's it. That's our college baseball preview. We'll have a lot more from other teams here as the season continues. Open lines the rest of the way, Jordan. Are you ready? Are you on board with me or not? Why do I feel like you're not even getting in the car here?
Because I want to be the captain.
No, you're not the captain. Zion Williamson. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Join us for our President's Day event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. You can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill from Men's Total Health, and last year I paid them a visit at the clinic. It's in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building on Ferran. I went to get tested and see if I had low T and to get an overall look at my health. Low T can cause insomnia, brain fog, and overall self-confidence issues. Go get tested. On-site labs give you the results that visit. So with the new year, resolve to get back to being the old you. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
Need to see a doctor but don't want to leave the comforts of your home? Terrebonne General Medical Center telehealth is your answer. Our clinics provide same-day virtual appointments. Our highly trained physicians and nurse practitioners are committed to using leading-edge technology to better serve patients navigating the new normal. 70% of patients using virtual appointments for the first time comment on how easy it is to set up. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or home computer. Visit tgmc.com/mychart to learn more.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. Are you ready, Jordan? You hear that music?
Wait.
Do we have an update?
I'm waiting for Drew Brees.
Where is it? Come on. Did you pull up an Instagram?
It was 14 days ago that we said this.
Do we have the latest Instagram post?
Let me see.
From
Sir.
Yeah.
Drew Brees.
Look it up. I'm going to look up on Twitter. I see there's a Mars rover about to land from NASA.
Him and Brittany was the last one four days ago.
Him and Britt, huh? Well, you know.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, how sweet.
No, Instagram story either.
Let's see. That was the 15th, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, today's 11th, tweeted, missing my quick lunches at Smoothie King today. Want to get yours delivered for free? Order ahead. That sounds like a commercial. The 10th, when you come to Minneapolis, you have to eat at Mama Sheila's. It's a legendary gathering place full of pride and hospitality. That sounds like another commercial. Let's see. Scrolling. The 9th. That was his.
Yes.
On Marty Schottenheimer. That's good. On the 7th, he was hitting the trails with Balin. A little father-son adventure, some family time. That's good. It's good. A little Sunday morning coffee on the 7th with Rylan. Okay, I was double-checking. I was seeing if there's anything to kind of lead
into. They're giving her coffee at that age?
Well, no, he had coffee. Had coffee.
She's got a mug in her hand.
Well, maybe she has coffee. I don't know. Carver wants some of mine. You know, we give him a sip. Is that okay? Like, child services isn't coming. This
might be.
It's just a sip.
Coffee's a drug.
It's not.
It's a drug.
It's not a drug.
It's a drug.
It is not a drug.
Is coffee?
Are you really Googling that? I don't think it's a drug.
I'm pretty sure it's a drug.
Not at all. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation here. Our thanks to head coaches Paul Menary, Blake Dean, Travis Jewett, Tim Rebo, and Seth Thibodeau for joining us here. Back at 12:15, I said I took one thing out of the loss last night. You know, Jordan, I think you took something else out of the loss here as well. Do you remember what that was? What is it?
Lonzo Ball.
Oh, come on.
Guarding Damian Lillard.
Wow. The Matador? Is that...
Ole.
Stop it. That's not fair. That's not.
You know
fair.
What I just realized too?
But
I told you this. I didn't know that with the whole bullfighting, I didn't know that they stabbed the bull in the middle
bull.
Of. I thought that it was just like a little show where they're like,
no!
Ole! And then they just go on
no,
and they put
murder
the
a bull.
And they put the bull back in the cage and everything. Everyone goes their own separate way.
No,
they kill the bull.
Yes, poor bull.
They stab it throughout the show.
Throughout the entire event, yes.
I never knew that.
That's why he's angry. He's like, why are you stabbing me?
And then the poor bulls, man, they have to go through a lot. Yeah. Bull riding, they have to, you know, attach things to the unmentionables.
Wow. Anyway, so that's what you took out of it. I took something else out of it.
It's the ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy.
Hey!
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure.
I'm the captain now.
Do you think there's any way I could sneak that little thing in maybe when he shoots free throws or something? Zion
would go to the what the audio?
No, like the audio guy knocks down a free throw. No, not him. I mean, he wouldn't.
I think Zion needs to come up.
I mean, you heard him yesterday after the game on the last possession. I mean, he actually said Lonzo shot a good shot, 45 feet away, 8 seconds left. He called that a good shot. He's a good teammate. He's a good kid. I'm just saying, in case you missed our number one, what I was trying to get at, let me recap it for you. Again, all next hour is wide open. We're going to go through post-game sound. I want to get a little bit deeper into the 126-124 loss. I'm not upset by it. Again, this is, you have to look, judge, critique the Pels for what it is right now. It's the learning phase. We're trying to find out what the pieces are, how are we going to get there. At the same time, obviously, being positioned to try to make a play-in seed in the playoffs. But in short, what I said at 12:15 to open up the segment is the one thing I took out of that game yesterday was pretty simple to me. And that is, it's time for everybody to admit and say it. There we go.
Are those baby keys?
No, it's not baby keys. Why would you say the baby keys? I don't have that many because you have this. Anyway, point is, it's time to give them the keys. Time to give them the keys. Call me if you're on my side. Call me if you're not on my side and tell me why. What do I mean by giving him the keys? I'm not saying, look, hey, do the be-all, end-all, be-all sort of a thing, but I'm going to take you back to somebody you might have heard of before. You know who Kobe Bryant is?
Yes.
You know who Kobe Bryant is?
Yeah.
Do you remember his first season or two with the Lakers in the postseason? Do you remember?
I was too young.
Just jacking up. I mean, just he attempted a couple of game winners. And just, I mean, bricks, boom, it's just that. And you're like, what are you doing? I mean, like, he learned on the fly and wanted that. So the analogy, I think that and it could be a terrible one. If you got a better one, call me up or tweet me a better analogy. The one I'm using is the driver of the car. We've been riding shotgun, and he wasn't ready to be the driver. He started the season. Brandon Ingram got the max deal. He's an all-star. He's hit game winners. He's attempted it. I love it. That's fine. This isn't diminishing Brandon Ingram. This isn't I'm picking one player or the other. But what I'm saying is there's a distinctual difference in both, and Zion needs to start the drive. You can ride shotgun. Just switch. I'm going to play the soundbite after the caller here, but Zion said the play started with Brandon making the decision. Now, he's earned that. He's earned that. Now, we can go through the clutch numbers here next hour and all that. I get it. And that's why I'm saying maybe it's time to, you know what, let's just go where we need to go. Call it the learner's permit. I'm not expecting him to be as good a driver, as safe a driver, as smart a driver as we all are in age. Hopefully.
Driver's Ed. You know how they have on the passenger side, how you can press
the
brake?
Absolutely. Brandon can still have the steering wheel on his side, but Zion needs to be on the left seat. Is it Ken or Kevin? I forgot.
Pretty sure it's Ken.
Is it Ken? Thank you for listening. Ken, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you?
Kobe Bryant. Because when Kobe Bryant first became a Laker, in the playoffs, I think his first playoff, mm-hmm. he got an air ball.
Yeah.
He made some critical mistakes early on in his career trying to, stepping up to be the man even at a young age. But I see where you're coming from with that. It makes a lot of sense. We do have two options. It is Ingram and Zion. But the thing that got Kobe on the right track was self-determination and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Because he grew and he improved his game. Mm-hmm. What we need to be cognizant of and look at is to be sure that and pray that Zion will have that same type of inner discipline to do what it needs to be due to improve his game. So that when we give him the ball near the end of the game, and it's time to make a play, he'll be able to make a play on a consistent basis.
Yep.
And I do see the initial step in the right direction, him dribbling the ball with his right hand, because of course his left hand, or putting the ball on the floor with his right hand and doing something there. Of course, I think he has pretty good vision, but he has to improve on his vision because, of course, the defenses will react to him doing that, and they're going to do it basically what they do with Giannis, set up a wall. See, and the problem with Giannis is his inability to penetrate the wall or know what to do when the wall is there.
Right.
So, and I think Zion, with his skill level, should, I pray, will overcome that and be able to master the wall, so to speak. But the killer part is still guard play. Man, we just got to get rid of both of them. Bledsoe and there's no reason well for Alonzo Ball to be shooting a 30 or 40 footer. That don't even make any sense. It really doesn't. And then I blame the coach for not putting the ball in Zion's hand at the end of the game. Portland put the ball in my man's hand at the end of the game because he is the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need to do the same daggone thing.
Well, and like I said, I'm going to play the soundbite. I have to hit the top of the hour break here, Ken. But Stan Van Gundy, Brandon Ingram, Zion, you'll hear from them. What happened on that play? What's it called? And it's just, again, another reason why I sort of feel this way. But, again, it's just, I don't know, man. It's my eyeballs. I'm just trusting what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing this guy grow by the game and not just offensively, but he had – I'm seeing they didn't have a block on it. I could have swore he had a block shot yesterday. He had two steals.
Nice.
He's reading the passing lanes. He's just he's growing before our eyes by the game, man. And I'm just saying, he's
all of that
time.
At 20 years old.
Yeah.
All of that at 20 years old.
51 games, by the way. He just completed his 51st game. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Hour two in the books. Hour three completely open. I want to hear from you.